Joining us now with Cash Grain Analysis is Scott Butcher of the Andersons, and he is in Clymers, Indiana. Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Well, you are a grain sourcer, and one of your key jobs is to bring the grain in. I'm curious about how much grain do you think is still out there, corn in particular, and what will be the challenges at Clymers to try to source that grain now forward?
Yeah, well, I definitely think that, there is plenty out there right now, especially right now for this time of year. I mean, we have not seen, what I would consider overabundance of movement as we get into January. You know, obviously that'll pick up. We'll start to see more folks, get moving. So things will get harder to come by, but really feels like we'll get into maybe February, March before we really see that happen.
And at that point, do you think there will still be grain to be had at a premium price, or will you have to take some more drastic measures, ship it in from other places?
Yeah, I definitely think there will be corn to be had out there. There seems like there were areas, to the north of us, especially northwest Indiana, actually had pretty good yields this year for all the things that we went through. There were some folks that, did able to come out, not too bad anyway. So there definitely feels like there will be corn out there to be had. It's just we have to get a little bit more creative with how we find it.
And what will that creativity include in your estimation?
Probably more, looking at different freight lanes, trucking opportunities, that maybe we don't necessarily look at. We might have to, take advantage of this year.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. What are your thoughts there?
Soybeans, also, it feels like, there are several on the farm. A lot of bean yields were better than maybe what guys anticipated they would be, especially later beans, were helped by some of the later rains that we received. I do think that there are beans out there to be had. It's just, what's it going to take to get them moving? When we were 17, almost $18, and now we're down to 15, it's pretty hard to get beans moving.
Which brings up the question, do you think in the new year we're going to see a basis-led rally?
Yeah, I do think that we will see basis get stronger. I do think that, for the most part, it seems like that's going to be what's going to be the motivating factor.
What else are you talking about in your shop these days?
Not much else. Christmas shopping and those types of things, it seems like, are, the conversations these days.
Why don't we go ahead then and find out what your prices are today?
Cash corn, we are $7.52. Soybeans, $14.63.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.
That's Scott Butcher, and he is with the Andersons out of Clymers, Indiana.